Hi, it's Mac, it's McCaughan, and this is a response to Jackie, who is the Boo Magnet, who put up a request the other day there for any information on how she can get the audio from a video that she has on CD. Now, there are two or three ways of doing this, and I thought of replying to Jackie direct, but I thought I'd put it up in the public timeline because many of you out there are much more clever than I am, but there are some that may not know how to do this. But Jackie did mention Audacity, and to be honest, that's probably the easiest way to go with that. What you want to do, Jackie, is to get that, put your CD in, get that video into your, say, I don't know if you're a Mac or a Windows user, but you want to get it into your photo albums, as it were. In my case, the Mac, that would be iPhoto. And then you go to Audacity, if you've got it, and you click on File and Open, and it will give you the search box for your files and folders. And you will go to, in my case, I go to iPhoto, and I pick the video that I want, and I open that. Now, what you most likely will get is a warning from Audacity that you may have to use a certain file or download a certain file to extract that. Now, I'm pretty sure the file is FFmpeg for Audacity. So that's capital F, capital F, small caps, MPEG for F-O-R, Audacity. I just tried it with one of my videos and it did flash up the warning. You click on OK, but in actual fact, Audacity just imported the file as pure audio anyway. I've noticed that about Audacity on a lot of occasions when you're trying to import certain files. It will flag up some kind of warning, say Audacity can't open this, and you click on OK and it goes ahead and does it anyway. So you should give that a try first with Audacity, because I've just done it and all I've ended up with is the no video whatsoever and a straight audio track that plays immediately. You could then edit that file in Audacity and then export it, say, as a FLAC file to upload to Audioboo. So I hope that helps, Jackie. But there are other means if you can't do that. But certainly much more contrived and involved than this one. This is the easiest of the lot. So I would go ahead and try it with Audacity anyway, and let us know how you get on. Okay, Jackie, hope that helps. And if anyone else out there is listening and wants to do the same, I hope it's helped you in some kind of way. Bye for now.